In clips released from a television interview this week, President Trump said that if a foreign government offered him compromising information on a candidate running against him, he would consider taking it. During the 2016 presidential race, key members of the Trump campaign held a meeting with a Russian lawyer who had promised info that was part of that country's support for his candidacy. The president has denied he knew about that meeting. Trump, in an interview, was asked by George Stephanopoulos of ABC about how he would react if approached again by a foreign government. Here's part of that exchange.
Let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
I don't think it's coming from Russia.
I'll tell you what,
you do.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life. You don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office. You do whatever
you do. Al Gore got a stolen briefing book. He called the FBI.
Well, that's different. A stolen briefing book. This isn't a stolen. This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Lily Gorin is a professor of political science and chair of the Department of History, Political Science, and Religious Studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. Lily, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me today, Rob.
A lot in these comments and others from that interview. What has jumped out to you about what you've heard from the president in this interview?
Well, what jumped out at me is the fact that the president basically said that he wouldn't call the FBI, that that's not what should be done. And that an approach from a foreign government to a sitting elected official or really, you know, any individual who may have confidential information is a kind of form of espionage and possibly also, you know, compromising situation. And that's kind of what jumped out at me when I first read the quote, and I've read, you know, a little bit more about it and seen the clip a couple of times now.
Now that, as we heard there, the president disagreeing with the FBI director, Christopher Wray, his appointee after he fired former director James Comey, the current FBI director saying, yes, you absolutely should go to the FBI with this kind of foreign approach, offering information like this. Is that something that has been seen as a norm in American politics?
Yeah, I mean, it's a norm in terms of also our elections, because the concern is foreign interference also within the elections themselves, either at the presidential level or at other levels. If you have foreign governments or individuals sort of coming to you as an elected or a candidate and saying, hey, I've got some stuff for you. The question is, you know, why are they approaching you? What do they want? And it becomes this question of who is supporting your candidacy, particularly if it's a foreign entity, all the way back to the time when the founders were writing the Constitution and discussing these were particular issues that they were extremely concerned about. Hamilton writes about this in Federalist 68 and Federalist 75. There was a lot of discussion at that Constitutional Convention about having foreign interference in the election of American officials and how to prevent it.
I'll give a little more of a listen to that interview between George Stephanopoulos of ABC and President Trump, more on this idea that this is similar to opposition research that happens in elections. Here's a listen.
If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with oppo research, right, they come up with oppo research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called oppo research.
Is this different than oppo research, opposition research, that if it's coming from foreign governments or their agents?
Well, again, it's where the source is and what does that foreign entity then want in the offer of this kind of information? Yes, opposition research is absolutely the norm in contemporary modern elections. Most people running for office will have somebody on their campaign staff who is designated to pursue opposition research. Oftentimes it's somebody on the campaign and you don't go out sort of asking for other people to get it for you, or you contract for it. But you also, generally speaking, don't look to receive it from foreign governments, because again, what does a foreign government want in exchange for giving you this kind of research?
This all comes at a time after the Mueller report has come out, and as House Democrats on committees are conducting investigations related to the Mueller probe, there's talk about impeachment. Can you put the president's statements here in context of all the stuff that we just went through in the Mueller probe?
Well, and again, the Mueller probe, the Mueller report is 400 pages long, and some people have read it and some people haven't read it. But a lot of what was found in that research was that there was, in fact, some foreign engagement and entanglement in our election, and that it's something that our intelligence agencies have also been talking about, and that members of Congress have also been concerned about, and that it's something that we need to prevent in order for our elections to actually be legitimate. If there is, sort of more engagement by foreign entities in our elections, then voters tend to think that, in fact, the election process itself is corrupt. And that makes the elections and those who are elected by those elections less legitimate in the eyes of their constituents.
Talking to Lily Gorin, professor of political science at Carroll University in Waukesha, about President Trump's statements in an interview released last night, saying he'd be open to accepting dirt from foreign governments about political opponents, saying he might or might not report that kind of offer to the FBI. Lily, some of the president's defenders, even some like Lindsey Graham, who have criticized this particular statement, have said, but what about the compilation of the Steele dossier? Democrats and initially Republicans had hired this investigator, a foreign person, to collect information. Other people saying, wait, this is different. You are allowed to hire people to collect information. This is stuff being offered for free by foreign governments. Can you compare and contrast for us?
And that's sort of what I was saying before, is that, as I said, most people who are running for office in the United States will either have somebody on their staff doing the opposition research, or they will contract for it to be done by political operatives. And again, that's sort of what is the kind of the norm. And to some degree, that's partially what I think Trump was inferring in his statement, like everybody does opposition research, which is true. The difference, I think, is that if you're welcoming a foreign country to give you opposition research, again, you have that question of, like, where is this coming from? Why are you giving it to me? And am I going to owe you something for that? And is there then potentially foreign interference in American elections?
Are there going to be consequences here for the president? What could those consequences be for making these statements?
Well, I mean, again, there's this discussion about whether or not saying something like that is potentially a violation of the oath of office, which the president swore to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and to protect the Constitution and the country from enemies, foreign and domestic. And so in that regard, is this a potential violation or somehow abrogation of that responsibility as president?
What do you make of what you've seen from members of Congress in response to this so far, just a day after these comments came out?
Well, Lindsey Graham, who has been a big supporter in the last year and a half of the president, was one of the people who said, that's probably not really the best thing to have said. And there have been some, somewhat muted responses from Republicans in the Senate. Obviously, the partisan divide. We've had speeches on the House floor by Nancy Pelosi and in the Senate floor from Chuck Schumer. So the Speaker of the House and the Minority Leader in the Senate, who are both Democrats, have come out strongly against this kind of approach to foreign engagement in American elections. So you've seen it break down along somewhat traditional and typical party lines.
In our last minute, Lily, is this something that could affect voters, or are those partisan lines already set so firmly that it's not going to sway people on either side?
I don't know if it will sway people on either side, but it may, again, contribute to the potential for having voters on both sides think that the elections themselves are not necessarily legitimate. And that if there's a foreign engagement that's mucking around in American elections, you know, what's the outcome of that for that foreign power? What do they potentially want? And will policies coming out of the White House, say, favor or engage a particular foreign power in ways that they wouldn't if this didn't come from a foreign power?
We'll leave it there for now. Lily, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Lily Gorin is a professor of political science at Carroll University in Waukesha. She was with us to talk about President Trump's comments in part of an interview released by ABC, where he said he would consider accepting information about his political opponents from foreign governments, and where he said he might or might not report those approaches of foreign governments with that kind of information to the FBI, plus a look at some of the congressional reaction to those statements.